Table of Contents. Introduction. Chapter 1. Importance of Homesteading. Chapter 2. Backyard Livestock. Chapter 3. Planting Vegetables, Fruit Trees, and Crops. Chapter 4. Food Preservation. Chapter 5. Homemade Cleaning Supplies and Beauty Products. Chapter 6. Crafting. Chapter 7. Energy. Chapter 8. Vital Equipment. Chapter 9. Feng Shui. Chapter 10. Homesteader's Action Plan. Conclusion. Introduction. I want to thank you and congratulate you for downloading the book, Homesteading for Beginners, Self-Sufficiency Guide, Grow Your Own Food, Repair Your Own Home, Raising Livestock, and Generating Your Own Energy. This book contains proven steps and strategies on how to start a homestead. The city life offers many opportunities for work and leisure. It lures many people in and keeps them satisfied, but sometimes only for a while. Most people are fine with the hustle and bustle of big cities. They move around the city, hustling to do more, earn more, get more. However, there are those who merely yearn for the sound of grass in the field and the bright, shining stars at night. For some people, yearning for these things is mundane and impractical. But these people do not see the value of living a simple life with nature and eating healthy, organic food. In this book, you'll discover that homesteading is the key to financial independence. For some, it was the key to escaping debt and financial problems. You'll discover that homesteading is a great source of income for your whole family. This book will teach you important aspects of homesteading that all beginners should know. Contains detailed explanation about procedures. This book explains every procedure in detail so that you can do them properly in your homestead. Contains descriptive pictures. Every procedure in this book contains pictures that help guide you through the procedures. Contains easy procedures for beginners. The steps and procedures included in this book are all designed for beginners. These procedures are basic and are aimed to get your homestead running as quickly as possible. Covers the most important areas of homesteading. This book covers the majority of homesteading procedures that are important for a beginner. The ideas presented in this book are the most productive and the fastest producer of income. If you buy this book, you'll discover that there is a way out of any financial crisis. That way is through homesteading. Thanks again for downloading this book. I hope you enjoy it. Chapter 1. Importance of Homesteading. Homesteading has a high significance in the traditional American culture. In 1862, the first Homesteading Act was first enacted by Abraham Lincoln's Republican Party. This allowed all Americans who didn't rebel against the USA government to claim lands of their own for free. Women and immigrants are also allowed to claim lands under this law. This happened after the American Civil War. The Republicans decided that allowing immigrants inside America would be good for the economy, so they made the Homesteading Act to expand the economy. This law embodies the idea of the yeoman farmer, which is described as a freeman farm or a farm worked without a slave. This is contrary to the idea of slave farming, where a landlord will buy a big area of land and have slaves work on it. Back then, there were three rules in owning a homestead. First, the applicant should not be a Southerner who fought in the Civil War. Second, the applicant should be a non-slave 21-year-old who is willing to work the land. Third, the land should be worked for 5 years before it can be owned. Now, everyone can be a homesteader. All you need is a small piece of property, and you can start a little homestead. This can be done in your backyard in many different ways. Being self-sufficient and making money. Being self-sufficient is important for every person. This gives everyone the freedom in every aspect of their lives without being coerced to do non-satisfying jobs. The modern lifestyle in the city has led to the unending cycle of debt and the toxic dependence to consumerism. Homesteading is the way out of all of this. If you produce your own goods naturally, without depending on any other products, you will experience a stress-free and very satisfying lifestyle. Homesteading is very flexible and is not constricted to a set of rigid rules. You can explore several ways of producing goods without a boss or any other higher-ups dictating to you on what to do. Once you have planted your garden, all you have to do is wait for it to grow. The most satisfying feeling of all is when you produce something without relying on anyone. This is what homesteading can give everyone. Making money is easy when you have a homestead. Most of the produce can be consumed by the family, and the excess can be sold to community markets. Organic products from homesteads are in high demand, and, as a homesteader, you can gain a large profit from producing these. There are different products that a homesteader can produce, ranging from fruits, grains, root crops, milk, and honey. All of these can be turned into other products that have more value in the market. Chapter 2. Backyard Livestock. Raising backyard livestock is a very efficient way of sustaining food for the homestead. It also allows homesteaders to produce quality food supplies that don't contain synthetic chemicals. The meat and products from the animals can also be a good source of income for the whole family. Chickens. Raising backyard chickens is not a difficult task. All that's needed is to provide the chickens food, clean water, and shelter. A sufficient amount of food and a continuous supply of water is a must. Chickens love to eat dandelion leaves. These wild plants provide calcium and vitamins to chickens. Calcium is important to chickens in forming protective shells for the eggs. Phosphates are also important to form eggshells. The best and cheapest source of phosphates for chickens is crushed oyster shells. These crushed shells should be placed in a clean container inside the pellet container. Chickens also, surprisingly, like Cheerios. Giving Cheerios to chickens can be a good way of taming them and making them more accepting to the presence of humans. Crushed gravel or stones are also important items for chickens. Chickens swallow these stones, which become gastroliths or stomach stones. These help the chickens digest and grind the ingested food in their stomachs. Chickens are not picky when it comes to shelters. They love to perch on elevated tubes or roofing. Just make a chicken coop with plenty of protruding tubes and edges. A laying box is also required so that the chickens can feel safe when laying eggs. Chickens don't need too many laying boxes because sometimes two hens share a single box. The chicken coop's flooring should be filled with fresh hay. The hay can be replaced once every month. Chickens also love dust baths, so it's a good idea to provide them with areas with soft, dusty soil. Ducks. Raising ducks is somewhat similar to chickens. The difference is ducks are easier to manage. They rarely glide and perch on elevated places. What they love to do is to swim in water or in a mud bath. Because of this, it's important to provide them with a makeshift pool. Just like chickens, ducks also love dandelion leaves, especially when thrown into a pool of water. Ducks can be fed with pellets, but they also eat insects and slugs. Their coop can be made similarly to chickens, but without the need of hay. The only concerns with ducks are predators and clean water. Compared to chickens, ducks run slower. They're more susceptible to predatory attacks, so it's best to keep them inside fences. Their water has to be checked constantly because they love playing in water. Turkeys. Raising turkeys is more complex compared to raising chickens or ducks. Turkey poults, or the babies and chicks, are very sensitive. They need heat for the first week. For this purpose, the turkey barn should have a constant light source, such as a light bulb. They can be fed with pellets and should have a constant supply of clean water. Turkeys become sexually mature as they reach 7 months. In breeding turkeys, one tom or male can mate with 10 hens, but sometimes eggs fail to be fertilized during mating. Unfertilized eggs have no market value and need to be discarded. To avoid having unfertilized eggs, two toms should alternately mate with 10 hens. The hen should also be healthy during the mating. The mating process can sometimes be violent and can agitate the hen. To avoid this, always clip the tom's toenails so that they do not wound the hen. Each hen lays around 70 to 90 eggs per season, which is 16 to 20 weeks. The lighter breed of turkey lays more eggs, while the heavier breeds lay fewer, at least around 50 eggs. Three hens can share one laying nest box. The nest box should measure around 1/2 meter on all sides and 1/2 meter deep. It should be placed inside a well-ventilated turkey coop. The nest should also be kept safe from blood-sucking parasites, and they should be filled with dry straw. Goats. Goats are great animals for a backyard farm. They can be raised as pets or for meat and milk. A pygmy goat could give 2 to 3 cups of milk a day. The milk can be either used as a condiment or turned into cheese. Usually, goats require a minimum fence space of 20 square feet. There should be elevated structures inside the fence, such as rocks or mini tables. Goats love to stand on top of structures. Their barn can be at least 4 meters by 5 meters. Dried hay is the staple food of goats. However, goats can also be fed with feed pellets, bamboo, leafy vegetables, raisins, banana peels, orange peels, and squash. Sheep. Raising sheep is a very good source of income for a homesteader. Sheep can provide 3 main products, namely wool, milk, and meat. All of these products can be sold in markets. The cheese and meat can also be consumed by the homestead family. However, sheep are more suitable for large-scale farming. 4 ewes, female sheep, with their lambs need to graze at least 1 acre of grass field. This amount of land is sometimes hard to find, especially in urban areas. But despite this, a homesteader can still raise a small number of sheep in the backyard. Sheep can be fed with grain and fresh plant leaves. They also need salts and minerals and a lot of clean water. For meat products, the best breed to raise is Cahadine and Suffolk. These breeds should be fed with 100% grass to get the highest quality of their meat. When sheep have a pure grass diet, high concentrations of omega-3 fatty acids build up in their meat. These fatty acids are beneficial to humans because they help reduce bad cholesterol. But even if there's not enough access to grass, meat sheep can be fed with grain supplement feeds such as corn. For milk production, the best breed to raise is East Frisian and Lacon. Sheep milk is highly regarded as the best milk for cheese production. Compared to goat milk and cow milk, sheep milk contains more amounts of butter fat. This is why it tastes very rich and sweet. Sheep milk also has a high concentration of proteins and minerals, which make it healthier than goat milk or cow milk.